This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was back in January of this year. We're talking about Halberg Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HALB. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Bill Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Always a pleasure.
You know, you had a dynamite press release the other day about the creation of the COVID antibody that is 20 times stronger. Tell us about your plans and where do we go from here?
Well, Everett, people have asked me, why do you put out press releases? Why do you go on with Everett Jolly, et cetera, et cetera? There's several reasons. Number one, we want to increase the stock price and liquidity, although yesterday we were up 30%. We sold 37 million shares, about $1.7 million in revenue. That's only one of the reasons. The second reason is to notify the medical community, those who might be interested in our technology advances. And we're focusing more recently heavily on technology advances. Our antibody, by the way, is 20 times stronger, the affinity to pick up COVID antigens. We recently saw a press release where one of the big pharma players, they developed a cocktail of several of their antibodies, but their scientists had created the antibodies pretty much from the same S protein, a spike protein. And what happened was they're not very strong. In fact, they're very weak. So by our publishing this, that we have an antibody that where we pick up not only the S protein, a spike, but we pick up N protein as well. In other words, ours is much stronger in terms of hanging on to the disease antigen, COVID antigen. So anyway, we're letting the world know what we have so that we can attract potential, offers for our technology.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this. Why is partnering so important to Halberg Corporation, and what are you going to do if you find a partner?
Well, if we find a partner, look, in order to bring anything, any product forward that requires FDA approval, you're talking millions of dollars and potentially even several years. Now, you can shorten that with an EUA. We met with our local congressional representative's office, Mike Kelly by name, a good man, and we're trying to get qualify for an EUA. But even with that, it takes millions and millions of dollars. We're a small company. We want to spread that load around by a big pharma partner. So the bottom line is we're always trolling. That's what our press releases are all about. That's what our tweets are all about. So we're trying to find one. If we don't find one, no problem, because we're going to use our stronger antibody with our brand new radio frequency technology experimentation, where we eliminate all diseases, not only COVID, but all diseases. And we've already started, we purchased some equipment, and we're already starting that. We're partnering with an outfit by the name of Green Bio AZ. They're part of the incubator out of Arizona State University.
You also mentioned that your newest experimentation, if you will, using radio frequency to eliminate disease pathogens. Why are you so excited about this project going forward?
Well, the reason is, Everett, we're starting with E. coli, and we don't have to develop that antibody. We purchased that from someone that already exists. And, if you eliminate it in cerebrospinal fluid, which is clear, by the way, almost water, if you eliminate that, you're eliminating meningitis. Thousands of people die every year from meningitis. If you eliminate that in blood, it's blood sepsis. And some almost 270,000 people a year die from that. So that's the easy one to do, simply because it's a much larger pathogen, number one. Number two, you can do all this experimentation in a regular laboratory. You don't need a level three laboratory that you would for COVID. Then we're going to work our way towards COVID, where we already have a much stronger antibody. And what you do is you you combine that with a metallic moiety, which is literally a metallic particle. We use gold and iron oxide, which is the same as you get when you have when you use contrast dye. So the bottom line is we've already got a lot of the equipment and we're already starting. So this is huge. It eliminates virtually all diseases, whether the media is cerebral spinal fluid or blood. So that's why we're excited about it.
Last time you were on the show, we briefly talked about immune booster vitamin. You guys were working on that. Are you still pursuing that? And what is your plan to go forward?
Well, Everett, people have been all over me saying, were you lying when you said you were going to do it? No, introducing an immune booster vitamin is a big deal. I was on the radio, on the phone yesterday with four lawyers. And I mean, they went on and on and on for an hour and a half and just drove me nuts about everything you should do and couldn't do, et cetera. But we are developing. We basically planned on three different varieties. We planned on a vanilla variety and then a max version and then a super max version that was basically prescription. But that would require FDA approval. And again, I'm trying to eliminate the delays and obviously it has to make business sense. So we're going to come out with one version, a max version, and that I've got the prices, I've got the labeling all designed, and now we're going to kick it off. I think we're probably going to be on the market within the month. That's our latest plan. As far as the name, etc., the lawyers are still working with us to make sure that we don't claim anything with the name. But basically, every one of the ingredients will be backed up with medical articles supporting how they basically enforce and upgrade the immune system against COVID-19 as well as general health.
So you see yourself and your company generating revenues here in the second or third quarter?
Yeah. I see that, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm having a little throat thing here. But anyway, Halbert is a great investment simply because we have tremendous technology. There are two other items, Everett, that I can't even talk about yet. Our latest strategy is we don't talk about anything until it's actually a done deal. And I have two other items that are absolute blockbusters. Can't talk about them right now. And, yeah, they involve possible partnerships, et cetera, et cetera. We've talked to three or four other companies, and basically there was nothing in it for us or our stockholders, so I backed out. So the bottom line is we're a great investment, have tremendous technology. This radio frequency thing, we have patents all over that, and everybody asked me about all the recent provisional patent applications. That was only to strengthen our patent position on our extracorporeal radio frequency experimentation. That is a blockbuster, and we're very, very excited about it. Halbert is a great investment.
Bill, before I let you go, your market cap's around $16 million. Your stock's trading around 4 cents a share. That being said, people that are listening to the interview, they might feel that they're late to the party. What are your thoughts about investing into your company at this point?
4 cents is a great, is a lowball number. We're going to go a whole lot higher, I believe, simply because ever people talk about delusion. People talk about concerns about this or that or anything else. Listen, everything we've discussed today, we're doing. This is not something we might do or could do. We are doing, number one. Number two, technology is the driver of stock. We see companies that have a fraction of what we have. By the way, our radio frequency and they're a dollar or more, and I think we're going to, I believe we're going to see something in the dollar range shortly, simply because of the technology we have. Halbert is a company that we have a tremendous field of inventors. We have developers. We have pharmaceutical reps. We have people offshore, Brazil, et cetera, that are on our strategic advisory committee. And we're loaded with PhDs and MDs, and I just believe that technology is going to be the driver in the future.
Bill Hartman's been my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of Halbert Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HALB. Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on out there.
I look forward to it, Everett, because we're going to have tremendous news. In fact, it may be even sooner than that. So anyway, thank you to you and to your audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.